Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And also, in speaking of what's happening with the U.S. economy, obviously it's been making all kinds of headlines for weeks, but I bet you didn't know a potential side consequence, or one that looks like a side consequence. According to federal officials, the number of migrants caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally over the past 12 months is significantly down. The reason? Some say the U.S. economy is struggling. The Mexican economy is doing relatively well. They have some oil down there with the oil prices up high. Perhaps that's helping them out. So more Mexicans are staying home.
They're saying no-no to El Norte.
They're saying no-no.
No-no to El Norte.
The U.S. is currently spending $3 million per mile to build a border fence to keep Mexicans out of the country. Fewer of them are coming across the border. Maybe it has nothing to do with the fence, but Josh Hyman, chair of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology. That's a
build a fence to keep people out who aren't coming anyway.
Who are coming anyway. Josiah, I'm sorry, chair of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at the University of Texas at El Paso. Is it too simple to say it's the economy, stupid?
Well, it is too simple. We really don't know. I mean, people get this number and they want to tell a story with the number. We know what the number is. We know the number of arrests is going down. But we don't really know which story it fits with. But it certainly would make sense that at least a big part of the decline in arrests is because of decline in construction jobs, because about one in five of all the unauthorized migrants in the United States, Mexican migrants in particular, work in construction. And that's gone down significantly, and especially they're concentrated in the places that have been booming, so Phoenix, Las Vegas, Southern California, and so forth, and Florida. And as those places decline, they have long-distance phone cards. They get messages back home. They say, look, you know, there aren't as many jobs up here. It's not worth the hassle of crossing the border.
Now, is any of this tough talk in the U.S. about enforcing immigration laws, about putting putting greater numbers of agents on the ground, is any of that having an impact also?
Well, again, we don't really know. It hasn't had an impact in the past. What we know for sure is that it didn't work in the past. And many people think that we're only now responding by building up enforcement on the border. But in fact, this has been going on in a steady pace since 1994. In 1994, there were 4,000 Border Patrol agents. Now there are 15,000. And they're
oh my gosh,
on the southern border.
Huh.
And yet we know that that hasn't decreased the movement of people to the United States yet. They've done surveys in rural Mexico, and people know perfectly well that it's harder to cross the border, that people die. They know that they're more likely to get arrested, and yet they still continue to come. So far, it hasn't had an effect. Maybe we wake up today, and it suddenly does have an effect.
Professor, the wall. I've heard people say that perhaps it's forcing people to stay in the United States once they get here. And obviously the wall isn't finished yet. There's lots more to be built. But it's getting harder to go back and forth, like, say, on a daily basis for those, say, construction workers who would come over to the United States, work a full day, and then go home to Mexico at night. Now they're just staying.
Right. We're pretty sure that that's the case. The people in Mexico report that they're going back and forth less frequently. And people in the United States seem to be staying here. The numbers have grown rapidly. One of the paradoxical effects of more border enforcement, it really hasn't been the wall. It's been much higher levels of border enforcement overall. One of the paradoxical effects is that the number of unauthorized people in the United States has actually grown dramatically. So now the best estimate as of 2006 was that it's about 10.5 to 12 million unauthorized populations, about 4% of the U.S. population.
Professor Josiah Hyman, chair of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at the University of Texas at El Paso. We're going to keep you on speed dial, obviously an issue with many facets. Thank you.
Thank you.